This is the 2020 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Here's Chris Loffrey with today's top legislative news in Pierre.
House lawmakers are sending a bill that criminalizes medical providers who prescribe puberty blockers or perform gender-affirming surgeries on minors to the state Senate. It passed on a 46-23 vote in favor. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The bill creates a Class 1 misdemeanor for doctors that perform sterilizing procedures, mastectomies, and provide hormone therapy to children. Republican Representative Fred Deutsch started using Twitter in April after last year's session. He says he was overwhelmed with the children he saw and what he calls detransitioners. He says his research eventually landed him on the social news aggregation site Reddit. He says he ended up in a detransitioner subreddit and decided to act.
I started into exploring the internet, came across this, and within a month or so I decided I want to look into South Dakota. I want to see if there's doctors doing it here. I want to explore what I could learn about the children here. And I found enough that I decided to write a bill.
Deutsch took copies of the bill to a Family Heritage Alliance summit in October, where he says he passed out the bill to legislators from other states. The South Dakota House is the first chamber to pass the legislation. State Democrats contend the surgeries listed in House Bill 1057 aren't happening here, and the bill interjects the government between medical providers and patients. Representative Aaron Healy says a lot of misinformation is being spread in the state capitol about transgender care.
This just isn't happening in our state. We don't have to worry about surgeries and hormones, and puberty blockers are safe. And it's incredibly unfortunate that we are not listening to our providers who are the true professionals.
The ACLU South Dakota says they will challenge the law signed by Governor Kristi Noem. The Liberty Council, an evangelical Christian organization, says they will defend the state pro bono. The governor says she has concerns with the bill. For SDPB Radio News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
The South Dakota State Treasurer is championing a bill to increase financial literacy in the state. The bill gives his office authority to support and develop programs ranging from elementary school students to retirees. It also establishes a fund in the state treasury to accept private donates to support the programs. But some lawmakers are concerned the bill is an unwarranted expansion of the treasurer's office. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
State Treasurer Josh Hader offers the House Education Committee a laundry list of statistics to show financial literacy is lacking throughout the country.
44% of Americans don't have enough to cover a $400 emergency. 33% of adults have $0 saved for retirement. The average American saves less than 5% of his or her disposable income.
And Hader says South Dakota is no better, according to a national Wallet Hub survey of 17 metrics of financial preparedness, including rainy day funds and high school grades on financial literacy tests.
The key out of that is out of 50 states, South Dakota currently ranks number 43 in the nation, number 43 in the nation in overall financial preparedness.
South Dakota is also one of four states with an F in financial literacy from the American Public Education Foundation. Hader says this bill allows public-private partnerships to offer resources and workshops on financial matters. It does not request state money, but establishes a fund to accept donations. He adds the state treasurer is trusted to manage such programs, and dozens of other states have either started or are investigating similar partnerships. But Representative Jess Olson points out a South Dakota Council for Economic Education already exists through USD, and a donation fund could also be accomplished by forming a 501c3 nonprofit.
Our constitutional obligation is that we educate children, we provide an informed electorate, but this goes well beyond that scope. Individuals, adults, that's not our role, and it's certainly not the role of the treasurer.
Other committee members express concern that the bill will lead to additional staff in the treasurer's office and private entities can pursue financial services themselves. The bill ultimately passes through the House Education Committee with a 10-5 vote. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Governor Kristi Noem will present a bill that deals with the expansion of what she calls ag opportunities. She plans on announcing details of the legislation at the Black Hills Stock Show tomorrow. Noem says the legislation will create integrity for the process of developing ag projects throughout the state.
But it really does deal with creating a uniform process across the state for ag development projects and making sure that there's time frames and integrity to that, and it's a transparent process from county to county. So,
some county commissioners are concerned the legislation could impact local control in the planning and zoning process. Last year, the Governor's Office of Economic Development created a livestock development program, which reverts sales and use tax on a project back to county governments if it approves projects like a concentrated animal feeding operation.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2020 Statehouse podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the People's Business and Peer. Be sure to connect with us on social media by liking the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.